Right then. Let's jump right into it. Today, we're talking Virgin Voyages.
Ooh, yeah. Always a good time for a Virgin Voyages deep dive.
We've got a listener getting ready for their first Virgin Voyage.
First one. Lucky them. I remember my first.
I know, right? Those first-time butterflies. It's a special kind of holiday, isn't it?
It really is.
Not your average cruise, that's for sure. So we want to make sure they're totally prepped to have the best time ever.
I'm ready to spill all the tips and tricks.
All right, then. Let's do this. First things first, that Virgin Voyages app. It's essential.
Couldn't agree more. I actually check that app like it's my job.
Uh-huh. I get that. You can check in on there. Book your restaurants.
Oh, the restaurants. Don't even get me started.
I know. That's where I wanted to go next. The food. Virgin really upped their game when it comes to dining. Michelin-starred chefs designing the menus, come on.
It's not just cruise ship food, it's an experience.
It's a culinary journey, all included.
Yeah.
Have you been to the test kitchen?
Of course, you have to, it's so unique. But honestly, all the restaurants are amazing. Gumbae, Korean BBQ, fantastic cocktails, and you get to meet other people at the big shared tables.
I've got a great Gumbae story.
Oh, I bet you do.
Let's save the stories for later. We've got to get through all these tips for our listener.
Right, back to business. Restaurant bookings, super important. They open up 45 days before sailing.
Or even earlier if you're a rock star.
Exactly. Rock star perks for the win. But even if you're not a rock star, mark those calendars. Those reservations go like hotcakes.
Don't panic, though, if you don't get your first choice.
You can always check back. Slots open up. People change their plans. Plus, you can always try for a walk-in.
Worth a shot. What about the bar tab? Another thing you can pre-purchase.
Good shout. It's handy for budgeting. You get a bit extra on top when you preload, so it's like free drinks. Well, kind of.
But remember, you can't get a refund on any unused bar tab money. So don't go overboard.
Haha, pun intended. Think about your usual spending habits.
Right. Okay, let's fast forward to boarding day.
The excitement is real.
Boarding is staggered based on those times you see in the app.
Rock stars get priority.
Along with Deep Blue Extras guests.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, drop your luggage off at the port and have a wander around.
That's the best way to do it. Explore the port town.
Virgin's got a great luggage system. No worries about your bags.
Super efficient.
Then, once you're on board, I'd say head straight for the dock house, deck 7.
Oh, the dock house. Good call. Great atmosphere.
Grab a drink, maybe some tapas, and just soak it all in.
It's the perfect way to kick off the holiday vibes.
Now let's talk about those cabins.
Those cabins are like little havens of peace. Speaking of the cabin, those tablets, they're like mission control for your whole experience.
Yeah. Mood lighting, music. You can even order extra water and ice straight to your room.
Which is important because there are no plastic water bottles on board.
Sustainable cruising. It's a good thing.
Definitely. You can find water refill stations around the ship, though, so no worries.
And if you want to play your own music in your cabin,
bring a portable speaker. Most cabins don't have them built in, except for some of the Rockstar suites.
Right. So you've settled in, had a bite to eat, explored your cabin, and now you're ready to discover all the amazing things happening on this ship.
This is where the fun really begins. Grab a daily activities list, either from Sailor Services on Deck 5 or the Grounds Coffee Club on Deck 7.
Good idea. That way you're not glued to your phone all day, scrolling through the app.
Speaking of the app, though, that messaging feature is a lifesaver.
For keeping in touch with your group.
Absolutely.
Now, if you're looking for a bit of peace and quiet.
Oh, you've got to head to the back of the top deck.
When the main pool area is packed, that's my go-to spot.
Sunbeds, hot tubs, a bar, and way less crowded.
Excellent tip. And speaking of hidden gems.
Oh, there are so many. Each bar has its own cocktail list, so be sure to try a few different ones.
And keep your ears open for those random singers who pop up in various bars. You never know what you might discover.
There's always something going on. Oh, and if karaoke's your thing.
Yes.
Free karaoke booths in the groupie. Deck 7 and 8. Sign up early, they get snapped up quickly.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
Always a good time. And if you're a fan of retro arcade games?
Yes.
Head to the back of the social diner on Deck 7. They've got all the classics. Pac-Man, Donkey Kong.
Takes you right back, doesn't it? And if you want to treat yourself.
A spa.
Yes. Book that 3-hour spa session. It's amazing value.
And all the fitness classes are free. Bungee yoga.
I've heard it's a right laugh.
You got to try it.
I might have to give it a go this time.
Do it. They have a great gym, too.
Oh, and one more thing. There's a tattoo shop on board.
Whoa.
Just be prepared. It's not cheap, and they book up fast. So if you're thinking about getting inked, book it on the first night.
Good advice. Now, Wi-Fi. A lot of people ask about that.
The basic Wi-Fi is actually pretty good.
You could do the essentials.
Yeah. WhatsApp, Facebook video, Messenger, emails, all fine. They have a premium Wi-Fi package if you want to stream movies or anything like that.
Right. And finally, talk to the crew.
They're the best. So friendly.
Full of recommendations and insider tips.
They really can enhance your experience. All right, let's talk about those unforgettable events and entertainment that make a Virgin Voyage so special.
It's not just a cruise. It's like a giant floating festival.
With a touch of luxury, of course.
Of course. So where do we even begin?
Well, I've got to start with Scarlet Night. It's iconic.
Scarlet Night, everyone dressed in red, the music's pumping.
Yeah, it's electric. And it all ends with this massive pool party.
I've heard stories.
You just have to experience it.
Okay, noted. Scarlet Night, on the list.
And pack a white outfit, too.
Oh, yeah, for the glow party. Black lights, everyone glowing.
It's so much fun.
So many parties, so little time. What about those themed nights?
Oh, they're brilliant. The 80s party is always a blast from the past.
Leg warmers, neon headbands, the lot.
And they do a wee fancy night on some of the ships. 70s music, everyone dressed in gold. It's like Studio 54 at sea.
Okay, I need to go on a Virgin Voyage immediately.
Right. Now, beyond the parties, let's talk about the music scene. It's seriously impressive.
It's not just your typical cruise ship band playing in the corner.
No way. They have incredible talent all over the ship. Live bands, DJs, you name it.
You might stumble upon an amazing jazz singer in the rocks one minute.
And then catch a pop-up gig in another bar the next.
Keep your ears open and be ready for anything. Oh, and don't forget about the karaoke.
The groupie.
Yes. Those free private karaoke booths. Such a good laugh.
But get there early. They book up fast.
Good tip. And if you fancy trying your luck at winning some sailor loot.
Bingo with Diva.
It's not your grandma's bingo.
Absolutely not. It's hilarious, high energy, and the Diva is a total legend.
You could win some serious cash, too.
Okay, let's move on to the shows. Because Virgin Voyages, they don't just do shows, they do spectacles.
Absolutely. They're immersive, theatrical experiences.
If you're on Resilient, you have to see Persephone. Mind-blowing.
It's a must-see, right?
1,000%. Futuristic, post-apocalyptic, love story. The choreography is incredible. I wish I'd seen it twice.
Oh, and a little tip for Persephone if you don't fancy standing for the whole show.
Oh, good point.
Enter the Red Room from Deck 7 upstairs. There are some seats up there.
Handy to know. Now, on Valiant, you've got Dual Reality.
Another fantastic show.
Yeah.
Lens acrobatics, dance, special effects.
Really pushes the boundary.
You can't miss those shows. And speaking of things you can't miss.
The sail away party?
Yes.
Yeah.
That first sail away from port, free champagne on the pool deck.
What a way to start your holiday.
Absolutely. And you get to meet the Happenings cast.
The energy they bring, they introduce themselves, get everyone pumped for the cruise.
Love it. Now, are we ready to spill the tea on those secret events?
Ooh, yes. This is where things get interesting.
Insider tips coming right up.
All right, here's the deal. Sometimes, in certain spots around the ship at certain times.
Sounds mysterious.
It is. You might just get an invite to a secret event.
Secret event? Like what?
It could be anything. What? A magic show, a themed party, a special performance.
So how do we get in on these secrets?
Well, I can't give away all the secrets. But let's just say if you're around the Rocks Bar around 9 p.m.
The Rocks Bar, 9 p.m. Got it. Anything else?
Just keep your ears open, be in the right place at the right time, and you might just find yourself whisked away to a hidden party.
Okay, I'm intrigued. This is what makes Virgin Voyages so unique, those little surprises.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about having a good time.
Yes.
The grog walk.
Oh, the grog walk.
It's usually on the first night, and it's the best icebreaker ever.
You basically go on a bar crawl around the ship.
Exactly. Drinks at 4 or 5 different bars, some snacks along the way.
And you meet loads of people.
It's fantastic value, too. It's only around $50 per person.
A bargain for a night of fun and new friends.
And even if you're not a big drinker.
Oh, yeah, they have plenty of mocktails and soft drinks available.
The atmosphere is so lively that you'll still have a great time.
So we've got Scarlet Night, the glow party, themed nights.
Bingo with Diva, grog walk.
Oh, and don't forget about the PJ party.
The PJ party.
First night starts at 11 p.m.
You can wear your PJs or not. It's a mix.
Sometimes it's outside on the top deck.
But if the weather's bad, they move it inside.
Good to know.
And for the night owls.
The Manor.
That nightclub really gets going late. Fantastic DJs, amazing sound system.
If you want to dance the night away, the Manor's the place to be.
Definitely. I feel like we could talk about Virgin Voyages all day.
Me too. but we've got to wrap things up.
Let's give our listener a few more nuggets of wisdom before they set sail.
Okay, let's talk about those little details that make a Virgin Voyage so special.
It's the rockstar service, for sure.
It's those extra touches that make a difference.
Exactly. Like the music. Every space has its own curated playlist, so the vibe is always spot on.
It's true. You notice it everywhere you go.
From chilled out tunes by the pool to high energy beats in the manor.
Speaking of being mindful, we've got to mention the sustainability effort.
Oh yeah, they're big on that. No single use plastics.
They're really trying to minimize their impact.
And they have those water refill stations everywhere.
Bring your reusable bottle. Stay hydrated and save the planet.
Wins all around.
So we've covered a lot. Stylish ship, incredible food, amazing entertainment, eco-conscious.
What more could you ask for?
Right. But before we let our listener go, any final words of advice, things that they absolutely shouldn't miss?
Honestly, don't overschedule yourself.
It's tempting to try and do everything.
I know. But leave some room for spontaneity.
Those unplanned moments often turn into the best memories.
Exactly. Be open to new experiences, chat to people you meet.
Embrace the Virgin Voyages vibe.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask the crew for recommendations.
They're a gold mine of information.
They know all the best spots, hidden gems, local tips.
They really can make your trip extra special.
Soak up the atmosphere, enjoy the freedom.
And most importantly, have fun.
Yes, relax, unwind, and make some amazing memories.
That's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely. A Virgin Voyage is a chance to escape, to try new things, to connect with people.
It's a holiday that'll stay with you long after you disembark.
And who knows, you might even come back as a rock star.
I think we've given our listener plenty to think about.
I hope so. We've covered everything from pre-boarding prep to secret events.
Room service hacks, entertainment tips, even sustainability.
We've packed it all in.
If you're ready to book your own Virgin Voyage adventure, head over to rocktheboat.travel.
Our team of cruise experts are ready to help you plan the perfect escape.
Until next time, happy sailing.
Bon voyage.